Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Browns rookie quarterback Shedeur Sanders is making his first NFL start on Sunday. Head coach Kevin Stefanski confirmed that Sanders will start Week 12 against the Raiders while Dylan Gabriel remains in concussion protocol. Giants quarterback Jackson Dart is on track to return to the starting lineup Sunday against the Lions, according to interim head coach Mike Kafka. Dart suffered a concussion in Week 10. Elsewhere, Falcons quarterback Michael Penix Jr. will miss the rest of the season. Further evaluation on his left knee revealed he'll need surgery to repair a partially torn ACL. Kirk Cousins will take over as the Falcons starter moving forward. And good news in Cincinnati, quarterback Joe Burrow was a full participant in practice Wednesday, taking part in 11-on-11 drills for the first time since his toe injury. However, head coach Zach Taylor declined to comment on when Burrow will return to game action. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. He's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/play.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Closeouts will save you lots of money, says Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I still have a few of my closeouts left. If you're looking for a Cal King or an Eastern King, and I got a couple queens left as well, I got closeouts on major brands, Beautyrest, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and they're all on sale. So come on in as soon as you can and save a lot of money.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles with a full line of Carhartt jackets, vests, and pants. Wolverine fleece flannel shirts, 20% off. 20% off Justin work boots. And a full stock of insulated coveralls and bibs from Key. And of course, at D&J Camping and Clothing, special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, November 20th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council designates Pioneer Park as surplus land. Federal funding secured for new fire engine in Cambria. Details of these and other stories coming up. Rain this morning, then showers. Highs in the mid-50s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Pioneer Park has been designated as surplus land by the Paso Robles City Council. The parcel containing the park is located at the corner of Riverside Avenue and 19th Street, adjacent to a parcel in the east that contains the baseball field and south of the parcel that has the Pioneer Museum. The parcel itself holds restrooms, a small parking lot, and the skate park. The city first intended to negotiate with Pioneer Museum to use the land for a new history center as part of the Uptown Town Center specific plan, but these negotiations fell through in 2019 and 2021. The city is not in a binding agreement with the Pioneer Museum from this, and this does not make the land non-exempt from Surplus Land Act regulations. By declaring it surplus, entities can enter into negotiation with the city for purchasing the land. The council voted 4-1 to declare the parcel surplus. Councilman Bausch dissented, wanting to table the item for 90 days to potentially negotiate with the event center for the parcel. A special meeting for the Paso Robles City Council has been scheduled for Friday, November 21st at 9 a.m. The meeting will take place in the Norris Room at Centennial Park, like all recent regular meetings. The agenda for tomorrow's meeting is a vision session and workshop ahead of the 2026-27 fiscal year budget cycle. The agenda says that budget goal-setting sessions typically begin in Q1 of 2026 to set the budget for June. However, it has been years since the city has conducted a facilitated standalone workshop. With the recent leadership transition, the agenda says this upcoming workshop will provide a focused opportunity to initiate strategic planning for the next fiscal year's budget cycle well in advance. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person or watch online. Federal funding secured for new fire engine in Cambria. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today, 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Representative Jimmy Panetta's office announced that he has helped secure $935,000 in federal funding for the Cambria Community Services District Fire Department. The funds will go to the purchasing of a new Type 1 fire engine, a state-of-the-art engine expected to improve the fire department's ability to serve and protect Cambria's community. Cambria, according to Representative Panetta's office, has been designated as a high fire hazard severity zone, historically threatened by wildfires. This past year, both engines have suffered mechanical issues, taking them offline and forcing the department to borrow an engine from the Paso Robles Fire Department. General Manager of the Cambria CSD, Matthew McKellany, said, quote, "This critical funding ensures our firefighters have the reliable, modern equipment they need to protect Cambria for years to come." The funding is secured and delivered by the U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development's Community Facilities Program. The 41st Annual Thanksgiving Dinner for Paso Robles will be returning Thursday, November 27th at Centennial Park from 12 to 2 p.m.
And you have a choice of turkey, ham, sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, mixed vegetables, stuffing, and pie, and cranberry sauce. We invite anybody who has a financial or social need to be with people on Thanksgiving Day.
That's David Cudia, chairman of the Thanksgiving for Paso Robles Steering Committee, inviting anyone to Centennial Park to enjoy a free Thanksgiving meal. The entire event is put on by volunteers, but 40 are still needed for the week of Thanksgiving.
And during the week of Thanksgiving, we require about 230 volunteers to prepare all of the food, get the venue ready, and then to serve all the food on Thanksgiving Day. You can go to our website, thanksgivingforpasorobles.com. Another need we have is we're looking for folks to join our steering committee. We're looking for some folks that want to get further involved.
Cash donations to help fund the meals are always accepted. You can go to thanksgivingforpasserobles.com to make a request for delivery, sign up to volunteer, or make a cash donation. Again, about 40 volunteers are still needed for Thanksgiving Day. The Passerobles and Atascadero Police Departments have both received grants from the Office of Traffic Safety for traffic enforcement programs. Grant programs run through September 2026. The grant for Passerobles totals $75,000 and about $65,000 for Atascadero. These grants will provide funds for programs and resources, including DUI checkpoints and patrols, enforcement operations focused on dangerous driver behaviors, community presentations on traffic safety issues, officer training and/or recertification, and high-visibility distracted driving enforcement operations targeting drivers in violation of California's hands-free cell phone law. Caltrans has announced there will be a closure of the intersection at Highway 58 and El Camino Real in Santa Margarita. The closure starts Saturday, November 22nd at 6 a.m. and goes through Tuesday, November 25th at noon. Caltrans says during this closure, travelers will leave Highway 58 and detour on Encina Avenue and 8th Street before returning to the highway. Message signs will alert travelers to the closure and indicate the established detour. The closure is for Union Pacific Railroad to perform a full rehabilitation and maintenance project at the railroad crossing. In sports for the NFL, tonight the Bills will face the Texans. In the NBA, the Thunder beat the Kings 113-99, the Heat over the Warriors 110-96, Knicks beat the Mavericks 113-111, the Bulls over the Trailblazers 122-121. Tonight, the Clippers will face Orlando Magic, the Kings will go against the Grizzlies, the Hawks will face the Spurs, and the 76ers will go against the Bucks. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Senator Alex Padilla walks out of a Senate committee hearing on ICE enforcement. The hearing titled The Radical Left's Crusade Against Immigration Enforcement.
Now, this administration ignores the fundamental rights to due process every day as it carries out this authoritarian enforcement agenda.
Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on Border Security and Immigration, chaired by Texas Republican John Cornyn. Democrat Tom Steyer says he's running for governor here to make California more affordable.
But we need somebody in the governor's office who has a history of getting results for working Californians and who has a willingness and capability of standing up to organized corporate interests.
Steyer entering the race earlier this week, joining a host of others as recent polling puts Republican Steve Hilton in the lead. Congressman Eric Swalwell expected to announce his candidacy later today. A person dead after a police chase ended in a violent crash in the Alhambra section of Los Angeles. Three people injured, including the police officer who was rushed to a hospital. Jeff Scott, California News.
Entertainment Insider, presented by Progressive Insurance. In 1991, the iconic singer Cher said this at age 45.
I want to be at 75. I want to be doing the same things I'm doing today. And I don't think I can do that unless I take care of my body.
And today at 79, she's still touring.
I don't know how to do anything else.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Take the next step forward in your career with great benefits and an award-winning workplace. Apply at careers.progressive.com.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. With small ships that bring travelers closer to the destination, there's more time to explore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
K KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The California Department of Pesticide Regulation plans to add pesticide-treated seeds to the monthly use reports growers already must file with the county agricultural commissioners. As part of the proposal, the state would limit seed treatments to those products registered both federally and by the state. Under a lawsuit settlement between the DPR and environmental groups, the state must develop and finalize a rule to label and track pesticide-treated seed use by January 1, 2027. Paul Sanguinetti, who farms tree and row crops with his sons near Stockton, has for years relied on pesticide treatments on corn seed to control soil-borne pests such as wireworms. Should the proposal be adopted as written, Sanguinetti said it would add more record-keeping at times to an already cumbersome task. It's another reporting job when you're trying to plant, Sanguinetti said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company. 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. Cloudy skies with rain this morning, tapering off to a few showers this afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Showers early tonight, then cloudy skies overnight. Lows right around 43. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine tomorrow with a few cloudy intervals, highs in the low 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday and Thursday. Upper 60s Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, upper 60s on Wednesday, 69 a week from today. Currently it is 48 degrees with rain in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are jumping on NVIDIA's dramatically better than expected quarter and forecast, which is boosting artificial intelligence shares. NVIDIA is up 4%. Home sales showed some improvement last month. The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales rose about 1% to the highest level since February, even though it was during the government shutdown. The group's chief economist, Lawrence Yoon, says homebuyers were taking advantage of lower mortgage rates. Walmart is raising its forecast for the year after its quarter topped expectations. There were 119,000 new jobs created in September, more than expected. The unemployment rate rose slightly to 4.4%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
If your cash is sitting in a savings account, it's at risk. Old school advice says save more, but today the strategy is broken. When inflation spikes, they print money or cut rates, your dollar shrinks. So do your savings. The solution? Own something real. Physical gold and silver. When the dollar drops, gold and silver prices rise. And with Noble Gold, owning gold is simple. Just visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The knowledge is free. The protection is priceless. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Living with diabetes? Don't take your foot health for granted. At San Luis Podiatry Group, with locations in San Luis Obispo and Templeton, we understand how critical proper foot care is to your overall health. For over 20 years, we've had an in-house podorthist, providing expert care and custom solutions. We offer prescription diabetic shoes and inserts, specifically designed to reduce pressure, protect sensitive areas, and help prevent complications. Because when it comes to diabetes, footwear makes a difference. We've been a trusted name in diabetic foot care across San Luis Obispo County for decades. Don't wait. Protect your feet. Protect your health. Call San Luis Podiatry Group at 805-543-7788. San Luis Podiatry Group, your step toward better health.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3. Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
Right choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM, and it is the Blueprinter and Graphics for not only construction drawings and blueprint, but they specialize in flyers, business cards, brochures, vinyl banners, and much more. So bring all of it to the Blueprinter and Graphics. They're on the corner of 4th and Spring in Paso Robles, open weekdays 8:30 to 5.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Greetings everyone, Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Because Old West lawmen weren't paid that well, sometimes, as we shall see today, an outlaw's motivation to escape was a lot stronger than a lawman's motivation to capture. James Boone scratched out a living with a few head of cattle in Nevada and helped Antone Baca in his mine. On the evening of November 20, 1895, Boone was in the general store sharpening his knife on his boot, remarking that he was expecting some trouble from Baca. When Baca came through the door, the two men started arguing and Baca punched Boone. As the startled store owner watched, Boone proceeded to stab Baca 22 times. Boone then jumped on Baca's horse and rode off. The county sheriff was notified. Because he had more pressing affairs to handle, he sent his deputy to conduct the manhunt. After a half-hearted try, the deputy abandoned the hunt. It was decided to hire Jack Longstreet, who knew the ways of the outlaw from personal experience. By now, Boone had a two-week head start, and the money wasn't that great, so he quickly gave up. Boone ended up in northern Arizona working as a freighter. Unfortunately for Boone, the local sheriff, George Ruffner, was more dedicated to the obligations of his job than the others. Recognizing Boone from a wanted poster, Ruffner came up with a ruse to arrest this man without gun or knife play. Pretending to be a merchant, he hitched a ride on a caravan that included Boone's wagon. When Boone least expected it, Ruffner stuck his pistol in Boone's chest. Boone was returned to Nevada, and even though there was evidence of premeditation, the trial ended as many trials of this kind in the Old West does. It was declared he stabbed the victim 22 times in self-defense. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to your vision, experience matters. At Michael's Optical in Atascadero, Michael and Kathy Nutt have been helping our community see clearly since 1979, and that's over 45 years of family-owned care and service. From infants to adults, you'll find frames and lenses for every style and budget, including trusted names like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. Need glasses in a hurry? With the Michael's in-house finishing lab, you get fast, high-quality eyewear plus custom adjustments and repairs done on-site. There's convenient parking. Convenient Saturday hours 10 to 4. And ask about their VIP savings and exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero, hometown service, and focused on you.
Michael's Optical.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Representative Jimmy Panetta's office announced that he has helped secure $935,000 in federal funding for the Cambria Community Services District Fire Department. The funds will go to purchasing a new Type 1 fire engine, a state-of-the-art engine expected to improve the fire department's ability to serve and protect Cambria's community. The 41st Annual Thanksgiving for Paso Robles will be returning Thursday, November 27th at Centennial Park. The entire event is put on by volunteers, but 40 are still needed for the week of Thanksgiving. To sign up to volunteer or make a cash donation, you can go to thanksgivingforpasorobles.com. Details of these and other stories coming up. Rain this morning, showers this afternoon, highs in the mid-50s, it's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Hiring defying expectations, Fox's Gina Casola has more on the delayed September jobs report.
There were 119,000 new jobs created, more than double the 50,000 expected. The unemployment rate rose to 4.4%.
The rate could go up because Verizon begins handing out pink slips to more than 13,000 employees. The White House confirms President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance were not invited to the funeral this morning for Dick Cheney. The vice president for George W. Bush died November 3rd at the age of 84. Airstrikes leave 33 dead in Gaza from Israel after its troops came under fire in the southern part of the territory.
Israel made the decision independently to conduct these airstrikes and did not ask for permission to protect ourselves and our people.
Shash Bedrosian, spokesperson for the Israeli leader Hamas, called it a shocking massacre. America's listening to Fox News.
Welcome to the All-Star Moments of Freedom.
Now, if your happy place is somewhere you unwind with a cold drink, delicious food, and sports on more LED screens than you can shake a remote at, well, then the sports bar at Chumash is your new escape. Doesn't matter if you're cheering on your favorite team or just enjoying the vibe. It's game on, friend. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering has been serving the pump and drilling needs of the Central Coast since 1946. They pioneered the use of PVC pipe and had the very first pump rig on the Central Coast. They're a third-generation business with a wealth of knowledge. For all your pump and drilling needs, from auger and bucket hole drilling, deep well turbine pumps, and more, call A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering at 805-238-1315. 238-1315.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morrow Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morrow Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your SLO County Golf Card before January 1st.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. More rain through late this morning, perhaps early afternoon. Highs only in the low to mid-50s. And then some clearing skies with a couple of clouds tonight and overnight. Lows right around 40 for you Friday. We'll sun up a little bit and have temperatures in the low 60s, upper 60s Saturday, mid-60s Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. And for your Thanksgiving, upper 60s with a couple of clouds. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 6:45 a.m., 4:54 p.m. We are, well, we're one better, 48 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Coming up this afternoon, Karen is back on Sound Off, 12:30 till 2. She'll have on San Luis Obispo County Assessor, Mr. Tom Bordenaro, so enjoy that. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing, 805-466-618. Call them. They will be there. All right, we're on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that, 238-KPRL.
Morning Exchange.
All righty, to the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
The city council just said, no, we're not going to table this motion for further discussion, and that seems to be information on its own, the same as Kenny Ennie wanted to agendize the discussion on Title IX and them saying we will not discuss it. These are intentions that seem kind of they have the appearance of impropriety almost, you know, like, no, we will not discuss this. We will not share where the genesis of this idea came from. Because it could well be, as much as we trust our mayor, or I speak for the whole city, of course, it could well be that a developer came to the mayor and said, hey, I'll grade your property and pour a deck for you if you help me get that property. And then he tells staff to write it up, get it done, and then they bring it in and give a quick yes or no. No, we won't discuss this. Sir, nobody knows what the wizard behind the curtain really is doing. I guess Freedom of Information could find out the emails that transferred and why this became an issue. And most curious is why it had to be handled so quickly.
Well, I don't know if that specific is necessarily quickly, because there's been some different types of lease talk and maybe some negotiations going on for a few years now, I think, even going back to 2019. So, all right. So, you know, this just didn't come, you know, flying out of the closet on, you know, 2 days ago or anything like that. So there's been some talk about this particular property over there for a while.
I think if we were going to run the city great, we would have to do some kind of brainstorming on some of these decisions. But I would say for most of the Paso Robles citizens, this did come out of the blue, and it did go quickly, and it is done. And it should have been discussed.
Okay, I'll challenge you a little bit out of the blue. Because, as I mentioned, this has come up, that particular area. And the issue I have with you saying it came out of the blue is simply because people, one, don't pay attention. And the other is, and like most of us, we forget. An issue comes up, you know, in 2019, and, you know, nothing happens with that issue, and it goes away, and we forget about it.
Okay. Well, you could be right. Can I tie one more quick thing together with this on the school board?
Yeah.
They decided, and it seemed quickly to me, to spend millions on a beauty school. A little, they're going to take some of the off area there. And I'm thinking, who is the genesis of this idea? I got a feeling whoever's going to buy the beauty products for the school will never pay for their own products again. It just seems like if you look at the Facebook for this beauty college at the school, it's mostly populated by beauty salesmen saying, oh, our stuff's great, buy Redken, buy whatever. And it seems it could well be the same as a developer could be pushing this issue and through the mayor for a kickback. It could be the same with the school with that beauty college and their kickback through the staff. I just would love to know I would love to have the information on where this idea came from, who instructed staff to write this up, and why, and what the correspondences were that caused it to start.
I don't know that, but I did have a conversation with someone regarding this, and one of the things that they brought up was this will help kids get into that particular profession, and I don't know the exact details, but because of it costs so much for licensing and so forth, that this will be a help to them to get into a career.
Right. That's what I'm talking about, the brainstorming. We could have just as well ran a school bus driver class.
Well, I disagreed with the person I had the conversation with, because these kids can't read or write.
Right. Maybe we should teach them to be baristas.
Well, I don't know, but we have a district that doesn't have money, and to me, these are kind of like frills. All right? You know, it's like in your own household. You know, you do the frill stuff after you take care of the basics, and we're not taking care of the basics. And $1 million is a lot of money for a school district that's behind 4.9 and is losing students, is going to be behind more money as well. So I don't know. Again, I disagree with this person because this person said, well, this is money that could be, you know, it's well invested in the future of the kids, which, you know, I've heard the future of the kids almost my whole life, and I'm not necessarily seeing the results that we're paying.
We're talking 20 kids out of 6,000.
Well,
but still, I don't know. I just wish we had a more of a brainstorming, bring everything out in the sunlight, and let's all come up with our idea. You know, have I input? But there's no time for input on this city council. There's no time on for input by the time it gets to a vote on whether we're going to have a beauty college over there. And behind the scenes, there's stuff going on. I want to see behind the curtain.
You know, there may be some instances, and I'm not saying this is the case, where you have something that came up several years ago, it goes away, and because of maybe some state rules, regulation, or whatever, time frames, that it needs to be, that there comes deadlines where they have to act quickly on it. Again, I'm not saying that this is the case, but when you're dealing with government, sometimes that is the case, just like it is in private business.
Okay. Somebody instructed staff, and that's the part I'd be curious of.
Well, I think what you're looking for is a word that our politicians like to throw out, and that is transparency.
Oh, yeah. I'd love it, because there's people with better ideas if you give them a chance. But if you do it like this, yes or no, we're going to make it, put it on the market, yes or no, and then bum rush it past Chris Bausch. Somehow the other four sit there glassy-eyed and buy into it. It's, something seems weird about that. We never took a time to really consider all the other options. I don't know. Somebody knows what they're doing, I hope. But I don't mind spending money, but I don't like to be stolen from.
Well, you spend money if you have it. And, you know, we're told, you know, we're behind on some infrastructure things, and maybe the money they get from this will help that out.
Okay.
Because right now, what is that land doing?
It's used for, like, football practice.
Okay.
For one. I don't know. All right, I hope you're right, Kev. I'm a pessimist, and our mayor has no credibility with, maybe he's got a lot of credibility in South County, but I don't see it here. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So I went to the, probably a little late last night for the meet and greet part, but we heard come at the end of it at the Creston deal last night with Supervisor Heather Moreno. Anyways, full house, people outside holding up signs saying they don't want a pot farm. And long and the short of it is, I guess the applicants missed one of the deadlines, so everything they've done so far, it has to be redone now. They have to start over again.
Was anybody able to coax a potential yes or no out of the supervisor?
What about?
Well, is she in favor?
No, I assume it sounds like she voted against it, which, okay, I didn't exactly hear her say that, but from what she was saying, it sounds like that's how she voted. But like I said, they didn't finish their application, so whatever it is they were doing, they're starting. They have to start over again.
Okay. So if they're going to start over again, I don't know how long this process would take, but if they're willing to start over again, that means they have to spend money, and that must mean that they have the votes.
Well, there you go. That's kind of where it's at. If they were willing to start over again, well, then they're going to, that's what I mean. I'm sure they're not going to throw good money after bad if they don't have a clear path.
Right. It's somewhat along the lines of the project in Morro Bay, that proposed Morro Bay battery energy storage, that has been halted by Vistra, the people that wanted to do it. The company left the proposal. They decided not to advance its plan because they probably know that it ain't going to happen. So I don't know what the cost is for what the people with the out in Creston, but, you know, nothing when you're doing this is cheap. So my guess is, you know what, we're going to go through because we have the votes.
Okay, well, like I said, the ball's in their court now. They have to start over again. So it remains to be seen what's going to happen.
Yeah, and you are not in favor of it.
Not really. I mean, we drive over California a lot, and there is like a billion acres of California where you could do something like this, and nobody would care. So, anyways, why does it have to be here right in our town?
Well, maybe convenience.
Well, that's always the case. But anyways, like I said, okay, I'm entitled to my opinion. I'm not in favor of it. I mean, that's my view on it.
Were there many people that you could tell that were in favor of it?
I don't think anybody was last night.
Okay.
I certainly didn't hear that. I said we didn't get there till the end, but we saw all the signs and all the people leaving, and they were all quite happy that it wasn't, at least it was stalled for now.
Stalled but not dead.
Well, nothing's ever really dead. I mean, who knows? It's like I said, it remains to be seen. The ball's in their court now.
Well, I got news for you. When I stop breathing air, I'm dead. I'm gone.
Well, there you go. That's kind of how it works, isn't it?
Yeah, so...
Don't know how we're going to get along without you, but we're going to have to try.
Well, my point was when you said dead doesn't necessarily mean it's dead. Well, there are some things, and yeah, that'll be it. I won't be able to talk much.
Just maybe a little less. Yeah, I hear once you're dead, the cost of living goes down, too.
Well, that is. All right. Well, thanks for the update.
Thanks, Kevin.
All righty. Bye. 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Hi, good morning.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Living goes down.
Well, do call back at 238-577-5238-KPRL, or you can text us as well. Let's see here. Didn't the guy at the University of Macaroni and Cheese steal food to run his catering business? Yes. I was going to mention that about the University of Macaroni and Cheese, that at one time it was costing the district or taxpayers $90,000 a year. And again, we're going back quite a few years, and there were 4 students in that class for whatever the class was. $90,000 a year for 4 students to learn how to boil and make macaroni and cheese. Okay. Yeah, that catering business thing, again, that was during the Williams era, and I knew somebody that worked there, and it was theft. It was theft, and it was fairly well known. But again, under Williams and those pirates, not much was done. Hi, good morning.
Yes, hi. I'm calling in regards to the credit card, using the credit card and cash. I don't know if this has been addressed yet, but when I try to use my credit card to, like, restaurants or other businesses, they would tack you, like, 3% or 3.5% when you're using a credit card. So I opt to having to pay cash so I don't have to pay that extra $30 or whatever it is.
Well, I'm with you on that one. I'm with you. Matter of fact, one of the main proponents of this cashless society is credit card companies.
Okay. That tells you a lot of story there. So I just want to put that out there because using a credit card could cost you a lot more money. And why would you want to spend $5, $10, or $30 to get the same kind of product?
Well, I guess depending on the credit card and the purchases and so forth, many people say, well, because they get points or cash back or, whatever the term is, so that they're okay with that.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say that. It hurts.
Are you concerned at all, aside from the credit card, of the your privacy?
Yes. Yes, I agree with Cody, or whoever it was that mentioned that. Yes, that is very true.
Right. Now, according to what I've been reading, is that financial institutions, in a form of censorship, could freeze your account based on a person's activities or beliefs.
Yeah, that's concerning, very concerning. So people need to be aware of those kind of things.
Yep, indeed. Well, thanks for using your head.
Thank you, Kevin. Bye-bye now.
You're welcome. Government and corporate control, concerns about freedom. This has to do with the cashless society. In a cashless system, every transaction is tracked, which gives government and corporations the ability to monitor your spending habits. Well, Chris, the spending habits, particularly when you buy online, those are being tracked by corporations anyway, right?
Most definitely. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's why you get stuff that pops up on your email or even in the ads themselves.
Right. Even if you just look at it, not even buy it.
Right. Okay. So do we want another entity such as the government getting their nose into it? If anybody says yes, you've lost your minds. Hi, good morning.
On your email.
Yeah, hi. Calling in to talk about the Crescent Pot deal that happened last night.
Yes.
So, are we on?
Yes, go ahead, please. We're running out of time.
Oh, okay. My name is Murray Powell. I'm actually a vice chair of TAG, and I've been battling these pot projects now for about 7 years, and been successful in killing a lot of them over the years. And I was involved in the Crescent one to some extent. In last night's meeting, I just wanted to comment real quick on the caller that was just on a few minutes ago. I think it's fairly clear that that project is dead in the water and it won't be back because, the pot industry is in the toilet. And I think these investors that were involved in that have figured out that it's throwing bad money after good money, and they've bailed out. And so when you talk about whether it's dead or not, I'm willing to give odds that that project will not be seen again. I'm also was involved in a project in Paso that started was similar to this back in 2020, and we lost in the hearing, we lost in the appeal, we filed a lawsuit. It's been going on for 5 years, and on the owners of that project, and we've been fighting with settlement agreements since 2023 that have never been agreed to, and they just quit their project. And I think it's all about the financial downturn in the pot industry. It's a failed industry. It's being killed by the illegal grows. I heard the state report that says about 60% of the California pot supply is from illegal growers. So I think it's the end of the story as far as that Crescent project goes.
Well, if they go back and refile whatever they have to do, would that indicate to you that they're comfortable that they're going to be able to get this passed?
Well, they didn't have the money to do it the first time because I don't know the exact number, but I think it was six-figure fee number they needed to come up with, which
okay.
is only a small portion of building a 58,000-square-foot industrial facility,
mm-hmm.
which would be millions of dollars. And so I'm willing to, like I said, give odds that that project will never be seen again.
All right, Murray, thanks for the information and your hard work. Appreciate it.
Okay, great. Nice talking to you. Bye.
All right, bye. I don't have time for the email. It had to do with Biden's birthday. I don't have time.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Caltrans announced there will be a closure of Highway 58 and El Camino Real near Santa Margarita. The closure starts Saturday, November 22nd at 6 a.m. and goes through Tuesday, November 25th at noon. The 41st annual Thanksgiving for Paso Robles will be returning Thursday, November 27th at Centennial Park. The entire event is put on by volunteers, and 40 are still needed for Thanksgiving Day. You can go to thanksgivingforpasorobles.com to sign up to volunteer or make a cash donation.
Details of these and other stories coming up. Rain this morning, showers this afternoon, highs in the mid-50s, it's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen will be in with County Assessor Tom Bordnaro. So have at it. Enjoy your day. Watch the roads and continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.